So you've already seen in the wake of a recent terror attack, neocons use that attack as a way to try and censor, shut down, maybe even imprison critics of the decision to go to war in Iran. So it's almost like you control both sides. Mm-hmm. Like you advocate for a war, which inevitably stokes religious hatred because you advocate for the killing of a religious leader, okay? So you're helping to create religious war, permanent mm-hmm. generational religious war. And then when your country or the country you happen to be living in that you don't really care about feels the effects, when Americans are killed as a result of that, you use their deaths to justify the silencing of people who criticized you. Does that make sense?
No, exactly.
Yeah. So how much are you concerned we're going to see more of that?
I'm very concerned. I pray we won't, but the odds are not in our favor, just considering how open our borders have been. Obviously, this type of propaganda radicalizes people. Again, we've already seen attacks. We saw attacks inspired by the conflict in Gaza. So I think we're going to see more of this, and then just, you know, made the mistake of opening up Twitter a couple times today. There's people calling for, you know, dissenting voices to be charged, to be locked up,
of course,
et cetera. And so,
you know, they may be.
The erosion of civil rights, I think, during a time of conflict is nothing new. Unfortunately, we've seen it before.
It's the rule.